think you're what they say you are. Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Summer is a perfect time for kids to get involved in theater. It's Showtime Theater of Huntley, the resident theater company of the Huntley Park District, is now enrolling for its youth theater camp running August 2nd through August 6th. Joining us now is Karen Early, who serves on the Theater Advisory Committee and is the director of this year's camp. Welcome to the show, Karen.
Thank you, Ricky Lee, for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Now, the Summer Theater Camp at the Huntley Park District is a part of It's Showtime Theater of Huntley, and this is the first year that we are offering a kids' theater camp. This is kind of your brainchild. Where did the idea come from?
Okay, well, first of all, I actually teach fifth grade. I'm a fifth grade teacher, and I've taught for about 24 years now. And part of the reason why I became a teacher is so that I can get in front of kids and show them how I can use my energy to basically, they can be anything they want to be. So I take what I have in the classroom and I bring it onto the stage. So this is, in addition to teaching math and science and reading and social studies and all that, I also do theater with my kids. And the way that I do that is through a reader's theater type of a script. So I took that idea from the classroom, and I've been online and I found this wonderful Wizard of Oz theater script that's in the public domain. And I went to the Huntley Park District and, you know, approached the committee and said, I've got a week-long camp idea. It's about a 45-minute production. And what we're going to do with it is it's, you know, a way for kids to get up on that stage and develop their confidence. And everybody knows the wonderful Wizard of Oz. So I wanted to take what I use in the classroom and bring it onto the stage. And being a teacher, I have my summers off and my own two kids, well, not necessarily my son, he's my sports guy, but my daughter is very, very theatrical. And so she'll be joining us over the week. And this is just a great way for kids to develop their self-confidence, their artistic ability, emotional maturity, as we work together to tell the story of the Wizard of Oz.
Now, did you have any background exposure to other camps in the past?
I have not taught other camps, but I have worked with some other theater camps in the area in the past. And the one thing I wanted to bring to Huntley is I wanted a program in our park district that can kind of be a feeder program into the high school. So I'm from Cary, which is just down the road from Huntley. And if you've ever seen any of Cary Grove High School's musical productions, they're unbelievable. And one of the reasons for that is they have a program, like what we're going to develop at Huntley, where kids can go to learn theater and dance and singing and choreography at a very young age. And then that feeds into the high school. And so I see that one of the big reasons why Cary Grove High School is so successful with their musicals is because they have kids starting at such a young age to learn these theater skills. And then once they get to the high school level, they're ready to go. I mean, we have, if you think about it in Huntley, we have so much focus on youth sports. So we've got travel baseball, travel softball, travel soccer, travel this. So by the time the kids get into the high school, they have all of those skills needed to go into that sport. Well, why not get them into a theater program at the same age? So by the time they get into the high school, Huntley High School's productions are going to be sold out every single time. So that's kind of where my focus is headed.
Fantastic. And what age range is the camp open to?
The age range is 8 through 13. So we're going to start with that and then see how it goes. I mean, we're hoping that we get as many kids as we can. The camp is just a Monday through Friday, 9 to noon. And then there is a showcase Friday night for our parents to come to the Cosmin Theater and see their kids on stage.
Now, do you feel it's very important for kids to be exposed to the performing arts?
Mm-hmm. Why is it important for them to be exposed?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, there's so many benefits to youth theater. critical thinking skills, teaching kids to go underneath the dialogue. I had a, when I, my first experience with theater was when I was in eighth grade and I went to a Catholic school in Cary and I auditioned for the part of Becky Thatcher and in Tom Sawyer. And now Becky Thatcher has blonde hair, really pretty. And I'm this kind of awkward preteen with these big Coke bottle glasses and going into audition for this part of Becky Thatcher. And I had Sister Rita Claire who pulled me aside and she said to me, she said, Karen, it's not necessarily about who, what you look like. That doesn't matter. You can look, it doesn't matter what you look like. You can still be that part. And what she taught me was that acting isn't about talking. It's about doing. So teaching these kids that it's more than just getting up and talking through a part. You can teach them how to go underneath the dialogue and how to become that character. So what I would do as a child is I really, and this kind of is where I transfer into the classroom as well, you get to know that character. So I got to know Becky Thatcher. She's very clever. She's very, you know, she's kind of, she coys a little bit with Tom. I'm like, I can do that. You know, I don't have to be blonde. So I got to know the character, went underneath the dialogue like Sister Rita Claire taught me to, and got the part of Becky Thatcher.
Nice.
Yes. I beat out the beautiful blonde girl. So so that's one of the things that youth theater can do is get kids, if you get a, it's all about the director too, as you know in your experience. You've got to have a director who's going to get these kids to go under the dialogue, get to know them, make those connections. And youth theater teaches kids to make those connections, not only with the characters they're playing, but with each other. And it's a community, you know, and the theater community is one of the best communities that a kid can belong to. In addition to their sports community and their family community and their school community, it's just another community where they can really connect with others.
Now, this script is based on the timeless book of the same name.
Correct.
Is it the same general story and characters as the classic Judy Garland movie?
Well, no. Well, let me tell you a little bit about the script that I found. So, well, first of all, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz was written on May 17th, 1900.
Wow.
By October, the first edition printing of 10,000 copies had already sold out. Soon, Frank Baum was... Where's my other thing? He was the book's author. He began working on a stage version of his story. The stage version of his book opened in Chicago in 1902, and it traveled to Broadway in 1903. Most of the song lyrics were written by Baum himself, and in this production I'm doing with the kids are some of the original song lyrics.
Oh, neat.
So, yeah, it's going to be neat. So over the course of development, more and more songs were added and the show became so extravagant that it barely resembled the original story. In fact, when the show premiered in Broadway in 1903, there was no Wicked Witch of the West, no lion, and Dorothy was actually traveling with a cow. So for our summer camp, the songs in the play with lyrics written by Frank Baum, they're adapted from the 1903 musical with new words that kind of correspond with the plot of the book. And the final number in the show that we're doing is from the 1803 opera, and it reflects the final words of the book, which are, I'm so glad to be at home again.
Very neat. Very neat. So obviously there is music. Is there dancing as well?
Oh yeah, there's a tornado dance that the kids are going to be doing. There's several, and you'll notice too, the songs that Frank Baum wrote aren't your typical pop energy. You know, we don't get much of that. It's a very, almost like a carousel type music sound to it. So it's really going to get the kids to reflect on the lyrics and become a part of telling the story, which is what I want this age group to know, that when you're doing youth theater, yes, it's about dancing and singing, but it's also about telling a story. And So we're going to tell that story to our audience.
Now, so point A is signing up for camp. And
yeah.
Point B is putting on a fully staged musical play.
Yeah.
Can you walk us through the in-between stages from point A to point B? What is the process for getting there?
Okay, so after we sign you up, you're going to show up at camp on Monday morning, and every day, so we only have 5 days to put together. It's going to be about an hour long production. So for this camp, because we're calling it a camp, it's not a full blown musical production with costumes and props and lights and all that stuff. So it's similar to some other park districts and other show production areas and our production shows in our area, what they do with their camps. So the kids will be given a t-shirt that's kind of going to be their costume. And in addition to that, they're going to be given some props to kind of go along with whatever's seen in the book. But every day there's a different subject of focus. So when the kids show up on Monday, it's all about the audition. So we're going to run through the script. Here's the parts. Maybe the kid wants a lead in the play, or maybe they just want to be in the ensemble. I've got flying monkeys. I need some gymnasts. So if anybody out there has a child that maybe they're not too sure about theater, but they're really good at gymnastics, hey, I can use that on the stage. So I can get some flying monkeys and do some tumbling. So we're going to go through, every day will be a subject of focus. Monday will be the audition. Tuesday, we're going to have the show cast. Then we're going to work on voice, acting and characterization, memorization, props, stage direction. And then finally, we'll put it all together on Friday and we'll have our showcase for the parents.
You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Today, I'm joined by Karen Early of It's Showtime Theater of Huntley's Advisory Committee. Karen is directing the Huntley Park District Theater Camp running August 2nd through August 6th, in which the campers will be performing The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. For registration information, contact the Huntley Park District at 847-669-3180. Now, Karen, we've talked a little bit about exposing the kids to the audition process, and you're going to explain what that is to the kids and then have them actually go through it. Do you find that such things help later in life for like job interviews and so forth?
Oh gosh, that is a fantastic question. Absolutely. Absolutely. There are so many things with youth theater that will definitely transfer into where they go down the road. I always tell, as a fifth grade teacher in my real life, in my real job, I always tell my students that what they do now matters down the road. So in youth theater, anything that you do on that stage, so what are you doing? You are developing skills that are going to carry with you the rest of your life, such as critical thinking. So going underneath the dialogue, inner confidence and self-worth, empathy and understanding for others. It encourages responsibility and self-organization, the ability to connect with others, and creating a sense of community. So theater specifically is the one place among the, you know, being in a classroom and sports where you can definitely feel accepted, no judgment. And some of the most genuine and welcoming people that I've ever met are those in theater, just like you, Ricky Lee.
Mm-hmm. Now,
I've known you. You've always been so encouraging.
Is the camp open to all ability levels?
All ability levels, even though who have never stepped on a stage in their entire life. So I've already spoken with a few parents that say, my daughter loves watching musicals, but she's never done anything like that before. So what I want to do is just expose them. You can come on in, and similar to what we do in a classroom setting. So kids go to school, and I'm your fifth grade teacher. And today we're going to do a reader's theater script, and we're going to work on inflection and fluency. And you don't have to be somebody who is able to perform on stage to work in that. So this camp is basically for any 8 through 13 year old that goes to school. Because first and foremost, I'm a classroom teacher. So I'm very familiar with kids that don't have that certain stage presence. And they don't necessarily need it. I still need them to, can you read a script? Can you learn about a character? So in addition to being on the stage, they're going to be learning all about character development and the show.
So it's important to note that every kid in the camp is going to have a part.
Every single kid in the camp will have a part. So some of the parts that we have in the show, we've got Munchkins, we've got the Wicked Witch, we've got flying monkeys, I've got narrators. So I need several narrators. The Good Witch is actually, instead of Glinda, the good witch. Her name is actually Locasta.
Ooh.
So I need someone to be a Locasta. I need poppies. So if you remember from the movie, the flowers or the poppy fields that they walk through, in this script, there are just kids that can be the actual poppies, and they get their own little song and they can do their own dance. And so one of the things that I'm also going to do is kind of let the kids lead the camp. So we're going to create choreography together. We're going to create, you know, the things together. So this is where I need kids that can bring in like that dance experience. So maybe they're not a theater person, but, you know, my daughter has been with Dance Force, or she's been with Center Stage and Huntley, and she sure knows how to do choreography. So I'm going to tap into that talent, and I'm going to use that girl to be my, you know, resident choreographer. The same thing with, you know, my gymnasts for the monkeys. So find out what these kids do well and then bring that onto the stage.
Now, do you feel that performing on stage can be helpful for a child's self-esteem?
Absolutely. So it depends, however, because what you don't want is for a child to get embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something that while I'm, you know, I want all kids to be up on the stage and shining, I want to be very aware that some kids just aren't there yet. And so for them, I want to respect where they're at and just kind of, okay, you're going to be my poppy. And, you know, being in the ensemble too, that's still very important. But maybe for this production, you don't want to be right up front. So for now, we'll put you kind of in the back, and that if that's where you're comfortable, then that's where I'm going to have you be. So I would never want a child to be put into a position on the stage that doesn't make them feel comfortable. So that's where we're going to spend the Monday, the audition day. I'm going to really get to know the kids and find out, what are you comfortable at doing? Is it a lead role, or is it just, I'm just here because, you know, my mom told me she thought I would like it. So then I have to go from there.
Now, do you think the parents are going to be pleasantly surprised with how much the kids are able to absorb during this camp?
Gosh, I hope so. I've got 5 days. I've got 3 hours a day. And I'm really going to, my number one objective is when the parents come in on that Friday night, I want them to look up on that stage. And, you know, we're going to make mistakes, and maybe we'll forget lines, and we may need to hold our scripts. But what I want them to see is their kids smiling and having fun. And as a parent myself, anytime I watch my child, whether it be in a sport or on the stage, my number one thing I'm always looking for is like, did you have fun?
Mm-hmm.
Did you learn something? And then, you know, did you make friends? Because theater friends are friends that'll kind of follow you through life.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that they create good friendships that will stay with them through grade school, because Huntley is a really big town. So we get kids from all different grade schools, but eventually they're going to end up at the high school level together. So hopefully they can create those friendships, so when they get to Huntley, they can be like, oh, remember we did the Wizard of Oz together?
Yeah.
That would be a good goal for me.
Now, even though the camp is run through the Huntley Park District, you don't have to be a Huntley resident to sign up. Is that correct?
No, you do not. So there are two price rates. We have one for our Huntley residents and one for our out of Huntley residents, which is a little bit more expensive than the regular resident rate, but not much. Okay. So yeah, we want to bring in town as many different towns as we can.
And what made you choose the wonderful Wizard of Oz?
Because everybody knows the wonderful Wizard of Oz. And I'm trying to find, so as a classroom teacher, part of what I do for reading is I always try to find plays or movies that kids are familiar with. And then I can find a reader's theater script. So basically what we're working off of is a reader's theater script, which if you ask students or ask kids, you know, have you ever done this in your classroom? Most of them will say yes. So they'll be familiar with doing something. And I wanted to, you know, start with something that was familiar to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we've talked a little bit about the audition. And what is the actual audition process that the kids are going to do? You're going to talk about the audition. Are they going to sing a song?
We're going to read through the script on Monday.
Okay.
On Monday, what we're going to do is I'm going to hand out the script to everybody. And I'm going to kind of introduce what makes this script so special, And then we're going to kind of, I'll take volunteers and I'll say, you know, who would like to read through a part and then kind of go back and forth. So maybe for this page, you know, I'm going to have that you can be my Uncle Henry, you can be my Aunt Em, and then see if I have any students that are truly willing to step up into those leadership roles, you know, and taking on that. And then I have some songs that we're going to be singing. So I'll be giving them the script, the song scripts. And then I'm going to put on I have the tracks that have the vocals with them.
Okay.
So they'll be singing the tracks with the vocals for the audition process. But then as we move through the week, I have the tracks without the vocals.
Excellent.
So then their voices will need to take over.
Wonderful. Now, you are the director of the Wonderful Wizard of Oz Theater Camp. Would you mind sharing a little bit about your background with the arts?
Sure. Well, I started basically in seventh and eighth grade with where I went and I did Tom Sawyer was my first exposure to it.
Where you beat out the blonde girl.
I beat out the blonde. And then all through high school, I was in... I have to think back now. My senior production, I was Reno Sweeney and Anything Goes. So I did that. And that was another production where, you know, I was all of probably 5'2", 5'3" in high school, maybe 100 pounds soaking wet. And Reno Sweeney was this like charismatic, clever, funny character, you know, a little bit sexy and voluptuous, which, you know, in high school, I really wasn't any of that. But I kind of went back to what Sister Rita Clare had told me back in eighth grade, is that acting isn't about talking, it's about doing and going underneath that dialogue. So any play that I auditioned for, I always got to know the character and really put myself in that character's shoes, and then got the part of Reno Sweeney. And then I was also in Pirates of Penzance. I was Ruth, the maid. So again, that was a woman who, again, and I'm, like I said, I'm a little person, but to play this character of Ruth, who was this big, bold nursery maid, again, was about me getting to know that character. And those are things that really, like for kids, especially, you know, when they go through school, it's learning how a character develops. So I had that experience in high school. And then after high school, I actually went to the Woodstock Opera House, where I was cast as Hope Harcourt in Anything Goes.
Oh.
So I went from playing Reno to playing Hope Harcourt, and just continued with the Woodstock Opera House doing that production. And then after that, I went into broadcasting, where I was, I kind of left theater and I went to college and I became a news broadcaster, where I was, I had my own talk show at Western Illinois University, where I was able to use my talents from theater to be able to, you know, be in front of a camera and report the news. And then from there, I went to Rockford and worked at an ABC affiliate for a little while. And then I decided I wanted to go into teaching. So I've kind of done it all. I was in theater for probably close to about 10 to 12 years, and then from theater to broadcasting to now teaching.
Nice. Now, one of the things that we're trying to do with Is Showtime Theater of Huntley is make sure that the Huntley community is properly represented. What is your connection to Huntley?
Oh, well, I've lived here now with my husband and two kids probably for the past 15 years. So my own two kids are currently over, one is at the junior high and one is just going to be entering into fifth grade. And we've become, I feel like that my roots are really kind of digging down into this town. So we've connected a lot through youth sports, and we've gotten to know a lot of people through our youth sports community. You know, one of my friends jokes at me, she goes, "We can't go anywhere with you without you running into somebody you know." And so what we found is in this town, if you involve yourself in any type of anything, sport, you'll get to know the community. So through that, I've met a lot of fantastic people, and they all say the same thing, like, "Wow, tell me more about this youth theater program. What is it that you think it's going to happen?" So,
and what are your future hopes for theater camps for the Huntley Park District?
Is to get these kids learning everything they need to know now to carry into the high school level, similar to what youth sports do. And I know the parents in Huntley, they really support their kids and they want their kids to go as far as they can with what they're most successful in, whether it be sports, theater, dance. So I'm going to take these kids that love theater and hopefully they'll get into the Huntley High School and even into junior high, because I know that Marlo does great production, and start now at 8, 9, 10 years old. By the time they get to junior high and high school, they've got a skill set to really shine in that capacity.
And why do you think that offering quality community theater is important to the Huntley community?
Because everybody likes to be entertained. Everybody likes to be entertained. And going to youth theater gets kids off of technology and into a live, personal relationship with somebody on stage. And so my goal is to bring in our Huntley residents. You know, I would love to bring in our Del Webbers and all of our, to just bring them in, because I tell you what, if you can get into our theater, you're going to smile and you're going to have a good time.
You've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Today, Karen Early and I have been discussing a fantastic learning and performing opportunity for kids, the Huntley Park District Summer Theater Camp, running August 2nd through August 6th. Campers will stage a production of The Wonderful Wizard of Oz in the beautiful Cosman Theater. For registration information, contact the Huntley Park District at 847-669-3180. Or visit huntleyparks.org. Space is limited to the first 20 to sign up, so please sign up today. Karen, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to seeing this wonderful production come to fruition.
Me too. Thanks, Ricky Lee, for having me on today.
Thank you so much.